It's Melbourne Cup Day. For those that are listening post-Melbourne Cup, I hope you did well. David and I don't get involved, do we, David?
No, I was going to ask you to borrow a quid. Maybe we could put a bet on and win something.
I used to waste a pineapple every year. That's $50. And I'd go with my dad's tips. He'd always do a box trifecta and never went anywhere. So I'm sick of losing money.
I've got bad memories of 1960 in sixth class. I lost 2 and 6.
Oh, really?
Yeah, never again.
It broke you, didn't it?
I still remember it. Well, it broke the bank, honestly. I was a kid. That was my lunch money.
Hey, this might break the bank, and maybe it's quite appropriate that ScoMo is doing his big tour around Queensland at the moment, because there's a whisper about North Queensland being used as a potential space base. Please explain.
Hey, what's this space? I mean, and I mean that completely and literally. You guys may be getting a space centre up there. Now, this has been mooted for a while. It's been on the cards. There's a new company coming in, a new player in the game is talking to government, and it would appear that I'm hazarding a guess, and I'm going to be pretty wide with speculation here. Yeah. I think this is going to go ahead. We've heard too many cries for wolf. We've been so jaded over the years of the misfirings and, you know, the potential yeses and noes. But now this looks like Cape York may be the place to go to.
As long as whoever is behind it talks to the, you know, the Indigenous population and get permission to go in country, that's
always...
Well,
it's already been done.
Has it? Yep. Okay.
Yep. Now, I was only with the ABC I speak on as well, and I was talking to ABC Cairns about half an hour ago, and their information is that the traditional owners have granted the okay. They didn't before when Peterson was involved, Bjelke Peterson.
Okay.
That was why it was knocked back. They wanted their land. They didn't want it taken to be used for white man purposes. I don't know the reason for that, but there were cultural issues. Now it's okay. It's back on the drawing board. And it would appear that Cape York and up further in the area they call Weipa, which I'm not familiar with, may be the site of a launch facility in the not-too-distant future.
Well, put it this way, David. Where I am in Queensland is closer to you, and Weipa is closer to PNG. That's how big this state is.
Well, it doesn't matter. As long as we get something somewhere.
Yeah.
And, of course, the closer you are to the equator, the easier and simpler and cheaper it is to launch.
And I'd venture to say, David, that when it does finally come to be open, that you're involved somewhere with the official ribbon cutting. I mean, ScoMo, we don't need him. But I'm going to keep my political views quiet. I know
you go up and hold the mic, and I'll cut the ribbon with it.
Yeah, you and I should be there, and they'll go, "Who are these two clowns?" But anyway,
of course, we all know that.
So there's no date. We just know it's been given in principle support.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Watch this space. We'll find out and see how it develops.
Now, tell me about the Kepler Space Telescope. You say it's failed now.
Yeah. Now Kepler is a telescope that we've launched in 2009. The name Kepler comes from a very early 16th, 17th century astronomer who worked out the dynamics and movements of our planets, well known in the circles in which I move. Now, the telescope was designed to do one thing and one thing only, and it's done an admirable job of that. It's actually found planets around other stars. It's a planet finder.
Mm.
It's looked at millions of candidate stars in the universe, in our nearby, close universe, and it's picked out a number of those that could be close to the same age, colour, heat range, as our own sun. Because if we're going to start looking for other Earths out there, we're going to have to find commonalities.
And you'd have to say it's done the job. It's opened up the universe
a whole lot more than before.
Yeah.
Now, that telescope has failed. Unfortunately, it's run out of fuel. We can't get to it. So it's going to be, it's destined to just float around in space there probably forever.
Well, Dave, a telescope going cheap.
Yeah.
If you can nab it.
And the Hubble is now back in operation, you'll be happy to know.
I thought that was also on the out.
It was. We were losing Hubble there a few weeks ago. It was three of the gyros. There were three gyros at work. There were six in total. It needs three to make it work to be able to steer it. One of those failed, which made it basically inoperable. And it looks like the end of Hubble there about a month ago. Nobody knew how to fix it. We can't get to it. There's no space shuttle anymore. America don't have the facilities to get there and do it, because the Hubble telescope is twice as high as the space station. Space station sits about 330K, and Hubble's close to 700.
Yeah.
So getting there is a problem. But listen, this is a funny story. It's got a good ending.
Okay.
Only last week, when the engineers tried everything they knew, sending signals to and fro, one of the young guys in the crew said, "Hey, I got a good idea. Why don't we reboot it?"
Okay.
Now, they turned it off and turned it on, and guess what?
It stayed off.
Worked? Yeah, it worked.
I've worked.
It's not all high tech.
Well, you always know, David, Control-Alt-Delete. Or the old TRS-80 computer from back in the 80s, the reset button was always at the back. You pressed that and came good.
Well, how many times have you got out of trouble with your computer just by restarting it?
And this is what I could never understand. Stanley Kubrick in 2001 A Space Odyssey, if they wanted to actually, get rid of HAL, all they had to do was do a Control-Alt-Delete that would have reset everything,
Yeah.
No world domination.
I love that. That's a good idea, but the consequences of getting it wrong.
Yeah. Hey, what's this story about? And I've heard rumours about this for years. The moon actually is hollow and it sounds like a bell. Has this been fueling those rumours that people think it's artificial?
Oh, this is a good story. I don't know how many times over the years I've heard this, and we will continue, because there is a core group of people who believe that the moon is hollow. Now, it does ring like a bell, but let me explain why.
Yeah.
In 1969, Apollo 12, the mission after the moon landing, when they got back to the orbiting spacecraft to bring them back home, the astronauts Pete Conrad and Alan Bean dropped the lunar module onto the moon's surface there, just for the heck of it, because they left seismometers on the surface of the moon to measure moonquakes, which the moon does have, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it rumbles a little bit.
It doesn't have active volcanoes, though, does it?
No, but it's just the internals. Everything is, all these planets aren't dead. They've got some sort of movement, and this is what happens.
Yeah.
So the moon has little moonquakes, but to their surprise, this hit with the force of a ton of TNT.
Mm.
And the vibration they picked up on the instruments, get this, lasted for an hour.
Now that can only come from vibration, a hell of a lot of it.
It does, yeah. The moon actually vibrated. Now, everyone's scratching their head thinking, how can this happen? They tried it again on Apollo 13, the failed mission, the one that we had trouble with. When they circled the moon, they came back home, they dropped the booster onto the moon's surface, 11 tons of TNT, much greater than the original one on Apollo 12. Now, this sent a shockwave 30 times more powerful, and it lasted for, about 7 minutes. So the moon does ring like a bell. Now, the reason for it is simply this. It's geology. It's not hollow. The moon doesn't have one thing that the Earth does. The Earth also does vibrate because we can pick up seismic waves when we have an earthquake. But we've got oceans here. We've got water. And that dampens those vibrations.
Yeah, of course.
The moon is not like that. It's basically a solid piece of iron and nickel and God knows what else, So that's the reason, I don't know if you ever, as a kid, picked up a steel ball, a really solid, beautifully, like a very shiny ball.
Yeah, there was one in the science lab we used to peg at each other. And
you hit it with a hammer.
Yeah.
And it rings, doesn't it?
That's right.
Well, that's the same sort of thing here. So let's put to bed that silly theory and that silly idea and belief that the moon is hollow. It's not, but it does ring because we do have, and we've still got them there. Seismographs, little seismometers.
So it's not an artificial satellite with beings looking at us from beyond, okay?
No, it's not, no.
Right. And one more thing, David. Apparently there's some nutter in the States who says we're wasting too much money on the space program.
Oh,
it's time to go.
There's one in every crowd, isn't there? This could only happen in America, I mean.
Well, it is midterm elections. There's an agenda to be sought here.
Yeah, but there's something in their water that we don't have, luckily. Lizzie Fletcher is a Texas candidate. She's up for election in the Houston area. She says, we're going to do something, folks. We're going to get rid of this silly waste of money space program. Who wants that? We're wasting. Nothing do any good. Goodness me. Have a look at the things that she'll go home and play with a mobile phone and ring somebody up and use a satellite to do it. Look, think of the things we've achieved with weather. Can you imagine trying to forecast the weather by using a barometer now?
It's the most searched for thing using apps and online. Everyone looks at the weather five times a day or more.
Well, that's it. They were put up there. How many times have satellites given us observation and saved thousands of dollars, millions of dollars probably, in property?
And who doesn't use a GPS?
Well, that's it. GPS up there. I mean, these sort of things have been instrumental in speeding rescue, getting first responders to the scene. And all sorts of things. We're using probably up to 1,000 things every week in our ordinary everyday lives that are a direct spin-off from the space program. And your radio station, no matter how small a radio station is, they're all using reasonably up-to-date technology. I'm not talking about the commercial ones. Now, most of that is because of the miniaturization and the development of microelectronics through the space program.
Well,
we don't physically
play records anymore. It's all done on digital hard drives.
It's all digital, yes. Yeah. And of course, the miniaturization of cameras have given you your camera phones. They were needed to send to Mars, and the more weight you can save and the more space you can save, the better. So, and even, you know, purification of putrid water, we can now do that because on the space station up there, courtesy of the space program, they're using a water recycling system. We can actually now clean, purify dirty water, filthy water. And what a bonus that is for third world countries. So this woman really needs to be, you know, dipped in the ocean a few times and hung out to dry, because people listen to people like that who've got a position of authority. So anyway, look, that's the story. It's a lot of hogwash. And I'm glad that, you know, most people do see the sense in it these days. Yeah.
Once the election cycle's over, she'll be a forgotten part of history.
Yeah,
all right, David, till next week, my friend.
I'm not going to vote for
it. No, well, don't. Stay out of that. Look, we wish ScoMo all the best as he travels around Queensland in his Blues bus, which I don't think goes down too well here. He needs to have had a maroon bus. But,
okay. Oh, yeah,
anyway,
right.
Yeah, exactly. Check out davidrenicki.com, the website, up and active now. And, of course, click on the sponsor links there if you want to find out more about telescopes and, you know, GPS tracking and all the weird and wonderful things you can do, and those trips to the different observatories, David. I mean, you're planning next year to head inland again, are you, to a night sky launch or something?
Yeah, we're going to do some work up in Queensland. We've got a rocket launch coming up there and all sorts of things. So I'll tell you more about that as time goes on. Meanwhile, I'm going to go inside and change my blue T-shirt.
All right. Thank you, David.
Okay.